got some old trunks up in our ranch house over there, and he'll find something.
We have it. There's a man in Austin named Breeding that has made a rundown on the Breeding
family
tree, and he sent me a copy of it, and I'm supposed to have one someplace. He sent it to Mother, and I don't know whether I can find it or not, but if I can't.
I think it's in that trunk.
And my father, he had his family tree too. And
he has a cousin who has that.
Mm-hmm.
This Mrs. Rouse that lives in Entenau. They're not in Laredo. I mean, not in Entenau today.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Laredo. I talked to her this morning and went to the dentist. So she's got a lot of information, just on the Breeding side, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, her father was Bob's mother's brother.
You know, on a fireplace, the thing that you set the wood on.
We had
and irons,
and we that's what was.
And they burned wood, you know.
We burned.
That's what you called them, andirons. What about the thing that you set? You could set a clock on or something.
The mantle.
Mantle. We had the mantle over the fireplace, and we had the clock up there on it.
And then a mirror.
I need to get his word first, because
I'm sorry. I better go in there.
that's okay, but you know, sometimes people have different words for things.
Oh yeah.
You know, so
we talk alike though.
What about the taking say if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use for starting it?
We use kindling and chips.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all, kindling.
What is kindling? Is that a...
Kindling is, you take lumber, old lumber, and split it up. And
it's just any old split lumber then?
That's right.
Shaving.
Kindling. And, of course, at times, why, we would use oil if we didn't have any kindling. Coal oil, we called it.
Coal,
coal oil, what we called it, but now then they call it kerosene.
What about taking a big piece of wood and setting that sort of toward the back of the fireplace and
log, put a log back there so it would burn all night?
Did you ever get called a back log or back
stick? Yes. Put a back log on there at night.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Well, some say soot and some say soot. No, I don't know.
Which sounds more natural to you?
Soot. We use soot there mostly, which isn't right, I know. But you take it, we would take a sack and get up on the top with a rope and run it down through the chimney and knock the soot out. And that away for next year.
What about the stuff that you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And talking about things that you'd have in a room, the thing that I'm sitting in, you'd call a
chair.
And something that you have in there longer for maybe three or four people to sit on.
Oh, that's a couch or Devonport or something like that.
What about soap?
What?
Any other name for that? Do you ever hear sofa?
Sofa, yeah.
What's the difference between a davenport and a couch or sofa?
I suppose a period of time, I imagine, would be the main difference, but sofa was the older word, and then the couch. Maybe it might be, I don't know.
What about davenport? Do people use that now?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's ancient history.